Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live from Cornerstone Church in Wheeler, Texas, along the Kingdom Keys network of stations. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. Beginning in 1986, this program has been an outreach to the community with compelling Christian talk, Bible study, guests, and callers. And in the last days, we are here to remind you that God is on the move in your life and in your local community. I see a generation standing on the truth in each and every nation. God is on the move. Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go. Your host for the program is Natalie Thomas. Join us now for tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And I just want to tell all you mothers, happy Mother's Day. And as you're listening tonight, I hope you will be encouraged by tonight's show, because I've got some special ladies in the auditorium with me tonight. And we just want to share with you to let you know that you are not alone and that we hope that we can encourage you. But I want you to welcome my guests. I have, Kim Angeli here, and I have Mandy Lujan. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and obviously you're a mom.
We are.
You are.
Definitely a mom.
All right. So I am so excited. Of course, I think I get excited over every show, maybe because, I don't know, anyway, I do. And so I'm really excited because I'm a mom. And I know that there's times in my life that I felt like I was the only mom that felt the way that I felt. And I know we're celebrating Mother's Day, and I hope that you ladies had a good Mother's Day, and you got to spend some good quality time or rest or whatever it is that is good for you. But as a mom, I think that we have a special job. And with that being said, who would like to go first and just kind of share a little bit about yourself and maybe tell us about how many kids you have and their ages or whatever?
Well, okay. So, I raised 5 kids. And as a mother, it was a blended family. And so I had 2. And my husband had 2, and we got married and had 1 together. And as a blended family, it is it's a struggle being mom to part of the house and stepmom to the other, to the other part of the house.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of challenges, but there's a lot of rewards to that too, to build relationships with children that didn't come from your womb, but they're in your house and they are part of your family. And so they're just bonus kids, in a sense. And to have those relationships and build those relationships and work towards goals in their lives and see them succeed and see them push through things, hard times, whatever. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Of course, there's always those struggles and the headbutts where, you're not their mom, and you don't
right.
necessarily have to listen to you or whatever those 14-year-olds think. But, there's those moments in their childhood where it was, there were some struggles. But all in all, I think, my heart goes out to mothers who are in a blended family situation, because there are challenges. There's a lot of blessings, but there's a lot of challenges as well. And so I think just to have a perspective during Mother's Day, that they're your bonus kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you raised five kids, mm-hmm. and so ages of the kids, or?
Okay, so our youngest that we have together, she is 20, and then I have a 22-year-old, and then our oldest is 29, and we lost two sons back in 2019, and they were 22 and 25 when they passed away. So, anyways.
So, that adds another element to Mother's Day to you, I would imagine.
It definitely does. You know, it's one of those things, it's just one step at a time, and you can't let it overwhelm you, and you have, I have grandkids. We just recently had number four.
And congratulations.
Yes.
Yay.
She's approaching the 2-month mark. And, anyways, so we have a lot of wonderful blessings and a lot of things to keep us busy as far as doing stuff for grandkids and, all that, you know, so you really have to just, stay focused on where you can find joy in those moments when your heart may be hurting. Right. And grieving, to just stay intentional about focusing on one foot in front of the other and finding those places where you can just have a moment of joy.
Yes.
And laughter and happiness and focus on your wonderful little grandkids, you know, or,
that's right.
Or the successful son that's doing great at his job and he's a really good husband and a really good dad. And, you know, you rejoice with that. And, or the 20-year-old who is just trudging along through college and hasn't given up and hadn't quit and she's still pushing through and trying to make something of herself. And you find joy in that.
Yes.
And you rejoice that, you know, that they're all, and our oldest daughter, she is, the mother of two. And she's doing a great job at it. And she spends all her time with her kids. She's a stay-at-home mom, so she really is focused on her kids. And to see her in that, I was a stay-at-home mom. So to see her take on that role and realize that she's making a financial sacrifice for her family because she's not out working, but it's
right.
more important for her. To be there 100% for her kids. So to see there's a lot of joy in that. There's a reason to rejoice there.
And that's what I was going to ask you, because then that adds another aspect, because, I don't have, my children don't have children yet. And so I can imagine having a daughter that becomes a mother, how much more special that would be also on Mother's Day, because they are the mother of your grandchildren.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yep. And to see them just making such good progress and putting so much effort into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll come back to you. Okay. You're not off the hook yet. All right. All right, Miss Kim. I mean, we just heard from Mandy. And a lot of things to think about in that. And I know that God has probably really worked a big testimony, Mandy, in your life. And I can see that. You have the peace of God on you, and I know you probably have a lot of advice to offer some ladies, and so maybe we can get into some of that here in a little bit.
Absolutely.
But Kim,
yes.
Go ahead and share a little bit about your household, your family,
okay.
your motherhood.
Yes. So I have three kiddos in my house under my roof. I have a 17, a 15, and a 12-year-old.
Whoa.
Two high school, one junior high. And so we're just in the thick of it. Gage and I just, chasing kids everywhere we go, watching them do all of the things. And so, like Mandy, I stay home about half and half. But since they've gotten a little older, I don't really stay home. You know, you just.
Right. They don't need you to drive them around
right.
anymore.
Right. But I enjoyed that blessing of getting to be with them for, all the years that they were at home. And, so that was awesome and good. And we're changing strides and going in a different season of just chasing and going and nonstop with them. But it's been amazing. So
it's fun.
Yeah.
And I just want to encourage you as a mother that is past that, you will make it through.
Thank you.
There will be a day of sleeping and rest. Just hang in there.
Okay.
10, 15 more years. No, I'm just teasing.
You know, there was a time. Thank you for that. That's very encouraging. There was a time when people would give you, you know, they would say, like you said, like, hey, it's, let me just tell you, you might not see it now, but this is coming. And people would tell me that about different aspects of or different times of seasons in my life. And I couldn't really see it. And then personally, I don't know. It's not like I thought people were lying, but, you know, you're just kind of living in a time where you're like, I don't believe that necessarily.
I know.
But now I am realizing that I think everybody's telling the truth about most things. And so if they say it, I'm like, it's coming. Or, you know, like when they said, oh, you're not busy yet. You know, women that had children my kids' age now, they would say, well, you're not really that busy. And I would think, how in the world am I going to get any busier than is possible now? And not to take anything away from that, it's just a different busy. And so they were right. They knew what they were talking about. And sure enough, it came to pass. And so I'm going to hang on. It's coming to pass. What you said, you know what you're talking about. Rest is coming. And there's going to be a time when we won't be, you know, 25 hours a day running and gunning with kids. So
there will be, there's rest to come. You know, I go ahead and tell our listeners, I have three kids. I have twin boys that are, 28, I'm the worst with numbers, 28, and then my daughter, she is 30. And so I've got one child that's married, and so one could be married soon, and then one not. Mm-hmm. And so with that being said, I'm kind of in between you two. You've got grandkids, and you've got your kids still at home, and I can't wait for the grandkids.
And awesome.
Yes, I bet. I can't wait for that. And I'm sure they're sick of me saying it. And, but I look back now and my kids live in this community with us and I'm loving that. But there was a time when they moved out, after they graduated high school that I went through this. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What is my purpose in my life? My kids are gone. And literally, I mourned their leaving for like, I walked in this, I don't know what it was, for like a year. And I thought, those ungrateful, they don't come back. They don't call me. They don't. And it was just a season because now, I see them all the time now, but it was that initial, they had to get out of the house. They had to find out who they were, live their life. And so now that they're moving back home and they're coming around, it's a whole new story now. And so.
Well, I'm going to need you. I mean, I need you all the time, but Natalie, I'm going to need you come next year because I'll have a senior next year.
Yes.
And so Gage and I are beginning to look, you know, here we're at the end of the year. And so graduations are coming and all of her friends are graduating and getting ready to leave. And we're walking with those parents. And Gage and I are beginning to be like, oh my gosh, this is coming. And the thought of not having one of my children under my roof is wild. It really is just wild. I mean, I know God's going to walk us through it and I know it's going to be fine, but I'm going to need some guidance, counsel, some pick me up. I know
I'm here for you, girl. I'm here for you. I'm telling you, like I said, it took me about a year to get through that. So, but yeah, you're right. God will give you the grace to get through that.
I was going to say, y'all need a hobby that y'all can do together, like a boat, motorcycle, something.
Okay. Okay.
Don't go in horrible debt though, but
yeah, okay.
but a little something to bring you two back together and fun.
Yeah.
Keep you busy. So you're not just sitting there. It is. It's
that's
it,
good
when,
advice.
When kids leave, it's, ooh, yes, I agree.
So did you go through a period of time of where you had to reach that process of letting go of your kids that now they're adults, they have to live their life, they have to make, was that a struggle for you?
I was still in that process with the last one, our 20-year-old. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard. That whole process is just, because I'm like, she didn't call or text today. Like, is she still okay? You know, I mean, whatever, you know, you just,
yeah.
And it's like, we have to back off and let them be adults and
make their own decisions,
handle their own life. And, you know, and I'm like, I want to kind of like go and check her refrigerator. Do you have food? Are you eating? You know, but you can't do that. You have to stay on this side of.
I know. And
yeah.
And it's so wild because we spend all these years gearing them up for being prepared and ready to leave and be able to be independent and ready to roll. And then now I'm like, wait, what did I do? Why? What? I'm not sure that, you know.
I know.
Because I'm like, sometimes maybe I was too good. They're like, all right, see you later. I'm out of here. You know, I think that's how Braxton will be. Like, she'll just be, it's going to bother Dad and I think she's going to be like, see ya. And not because she's.
Unfortunately, but not really. You want them to.
Yeah, it's been the goal all along. But then, you know, you get to the goal and you're like, wait a sec. Hold up here. Let me just think about this a minute.
Yeah, I'm not really ready.
Right. Well, and one of the things, too, I think as mothers, you know, as they have to make their own mistakes. And that's what's hard. And you hope, like you said, that we've trained them up. And don't you think that's probably another fear of a mother is, okay, did we really, are they ready? Are they ready to be out to be making their own decisions? Mm. Are they ready to be out there? Do you guys ever doubt yourself?
Oh, never, Natalie.
Well, I'm all alone over here.
Every day, all day. I don't think there's a space in there that if we were being honest, that if you didn't allow, we won't allow self-doubt to just run us. But I mean, I think you could. Thank God that we have him, because otherwise you doubt, I could doubt every situation, every decision, you know, cause then you're like, but if I'd have done this or if I'd done that. And that's where thank God that we have him and we have the Holy Spirit to say, nope, we're not going to go back into doubt and that thought process. We just have to move forward. But we could doubt everything. And I do.
Yeah.
Many times.
How about you, Mandy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It'll keep you up at night. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're not staying on top of it. And, like looking in the refrigerator to make sure she's buying groceries and putting that first instead of buying Apple Music or something, you know?
Yes.
So
Amazon.
Story time. You ladies are going to love this because I haven't even had a chance to tell you. This literally just happened yesterday. And so it's about the doubt thing, that if you allowed the devil to run with those thoughts and you could really start doubting yourself, like, what have I done? And this isn't my new, like, nobody's moving out yet or anything. This is about I won't tell you which kid this is. Better yet, I'm just not going to tell you. But yesterday, I could have had a moment that I was like, oh my gosh, but the Lord just came in and said, wait, look at this. And look at the good of it. So, we had youth yesterday and I had gotten an email right before youth, and it was a grade alert. And you know,
the school.
And so of course with your first one, I had the grade alert set like for 90. And, if it's below 90, please alert me. Well, that changed real quick because with number two, I was like, oh my gosh, it'll just be dinging all the time. Maybe the standard is unrealistic. You know, let's just get a little more real here, Kim. And so anyhow, I got this grade alert and it had a zero. So when my kids got to the youth building yesterday, I said, hey, just FYI, I got a grade alert and it had the zero. So what's going on there? And you need to figure it out and take care of it tomorrow. And this child's like, oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. So we go, through youth and, we've gotten kids delivered now and we're back at home. And, I'm literally just starting my bath water and this child comes in and I can tell like tore up. And the waterworks are, and this never happens, never happens. And the kid goes, Mom, I just have to tell you, I'm so sorry. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, because what do moms do? You think the worst immediately.
Tragic, yeah, tragedy.
So I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm already praying in the spirit now, like, Lord Jesus, what is this going to be? You know, and so I'm like, what, you know, and he's still just, well, I gave it away. Now, you know, it's one of the two, cause I said he, so yeah, he's still just like, I'm so sorry. And so I cut the water off and I'm like, what? You're going to have to just stop for a second and tell me what's going on. And he said, well, about that zero, the truth is I cheated and I got a zero. And so I'm like, wait. Okay, hold on. Start the story over. And so ends up saying that he didn't do this assignment and his friend did. Like, I think they flipped turns, you know, who knows? And his friend got it done. And so they just hit print and then put the son's name on it. And they got caught. And so both of them got a zero. And so anyhow, I'm sitting there just kind of like, oh my gosh, my kid cheated, you know, to cover his own tail. But real quick, the Lord said, now hold on here, because this is bad. You know, lying, cheating, and stealing just don't go in our book. I mean, not that anything, but those three things you're really in. So, and then I was reminded, the Lord said, hey, the Holy Spirit is at work here. And he had known from the moment that I said, hey, I got a zero, he knew that that was what I was talking about. But the Holy Spirit had been at work. Thank goodness we're praying over those kids because had worked and worked and worked. And unbeknownst to me, you know, the Holy Spirit working the whole time, he comes and was convicted enough to say, hey, because he could have just said, I just got a zero and I'd have lost my paper or something. I don't know. But he was convicted enough to say, I did this and it was wrong and I shouldn't have made this decision. So there was a moment of that doubt could have come in and been like, see, are you even doing anything? Are you even teaching these kids anything? You know, who knows? They're out here cheating. My gosh, you got them at church and they're out here cheating, trying to. But the Lord reminded me, hey, you know what? Let's just let him work. Let's let him do his work and we'll do ours. It's going to be okay. So
absolutely. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, as you were telling, you know, it starts bringing up stories, you know, with your own kids,
yeah.
But you know, isn't that how it is? That's one thing I learned is, in a family, as a mom, we want our kids to do right and make right decisions and be right. And I identify with your story because I, you know, what are you doing? That's not right. You can't, I mean, you didn't respond that way. But what I'm saying is we tend to give grace outside of the home versus in the home. And that's what it made me think of is you gave him a grace that probably really ministered to him. He knew he did wrong. And you gave him a grace and it ministered. And that's one thing that God really showed me is why do I think that my family has to be perfect? Why do I think my family has to be a certain way? And why can't I give my family the same grace that I would give anybody that walked through these church doors?
Yeah. Or the same grace that God gives us.
Well, that's right. That's right. You know, the same grace that God gives us. That's right.
You know, it reminds me of my mom always, whenever I was a young mother, my mom would always tell me, she's like, if your kids come in the room and they start talking to you about something that, you know, is controversial or they should be in trouble for it or they're confessing, like in your situation, he's confessing to you. She said, you shut up and you listen to them. Do not jump off and freak out and start, you know, disciplining them or yelling back at them or anything like that. She said, you just calmly and listen to them to the end. then as they get older, they know that they can come to you and they can tell you about their girlfriend that's going to get pregnant or their friend that's out drinking and driving, and they can come home and talk to you about these things openly. And you just, it just leaves your communication open so much better with your kids, where they're not realizing, like, you could have easily jumped out of that bathtub and been a total ball of fire, you know.
And I probably have done that, you know, at some point, but thank God, you know, we do learn and then we glean from people that have been there, where, you know, your mom and then other women telling us that advice. And that's good. That's solid, because, I mean, ultimately that's the goal, is we want them all. I think every mother wants their kids to run to them when there's a problem, be it them or around them or their group of friends or whatever. But if you don't create that atmosphere where you can come and you can tell. Now, we always say, we didn't, you know, jump and freak out. Not saying that I have not, I've been there and done that. So no judgment if you're still in that space.
Well, that's what I was thinking over here. You know what? There's times, go ahead and finish.
No, go.
Well, there's just times that, you're going to miss it. You're going to blow up. That's just it.
Oh, absolutely.
But then there's times that you're going to get it. And just hang in there. Just keep going. You're going to get it. And it's okay.
Yeah.
And you know, that's one thing that I have learned, that God has made our kids so resilient. We, you know what? We may make mistakes, but I know. Thank you, Jesus, that he makes up for the difference when we do miss
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah, that's good, because I certainly have missed it. There's a time in particular I missed it and just exploded out of anger, just reacted out of anger, you know, hollered and screamed. And just, it was just, it, honestly, I look back and I think, my gosh, he's probably going to need so much therapy from that. But, from that moment.
You're not the only one.
Well, thank goodness. But
yeah,
you know, the reality,
same thing. Yes.
That moment, it was a time when God extended grace to me, because I'll tell you, I spent a lot of those younger years with my kids when I would get in bed. And like Mandy said, I would lay awake, and get in the bed and just, really just beat myself up. Like, did I do any good today? Did I say enough good words to them? Was I kind enough? Did I listen enough? And I mean, I would just pick apart every single thing and lay there and think, golly, judging myself. Yeah. But God, thank goodness, like the time that, and it was not the only time, but the time that I'm speaking about when I blew up, you know, God extended grace. And I just said, you know what? I'm just going to have to, I can't change what I chose to do. But I was able to go to that child and say, listen, I was so out of line and I apologize to you. I'm sorry. I asked for forgiveness. And so it became a time not only for God to grow me and extend grace, thankfully, but for me to show a child, like, when you screw up, and you are going to screw up, don't matter if you're 12 or 45.
That's right.
To just go try to make it right. Just go to the person. I went to him and just tried to make it right, you know?
Yeah, you can't just sweep it under the rug and act like it didn't happen, right? That's a very important thing to teach them. Yeah.
That's right. And I think that kids need to see that as long as, if we own up when we've made mistakes, that's going to be an example to them that's how we are. If I do something wrong, I'm going to go ahead and own up to it.
And so back to my story of the cheater in our house yesterday. So we did, you know, we said, hey, you're going to need to go to your teacher and say, look, I'm sorry that I failed and I just messed up, and I'm going to try to earn your trust back, you know, because we were like, you should have just taken the zero and kept your integrity. Now you took a zero and you lost your integrity about it, you know, because you cheated. So anyhow, he went and he made it right and he owned up. I mean, you know, we know, and we told him, you're not going to have that trust back, but that's the case. And we ask him, like, now what do we do? You know, how do we, because there's got to be consequences. So we said, what do you foresee us doing in order for you to have consequences? And we think if we let our kids join in on that, nobody really wants to say, well, I think you should take all my things away, or I think I should get two spankings, you know. But it is kind of like, they get it when you start saying, well, what do I do now? You know, what do you see me doing? If you know that this is wrong, kind of helps to, we've found it helpful for us that they have some input in it. And then they're like, yeah, I get it. I mean, there has to be a consequence for this, and we get it. So
that's good. And Mandy, you were saying earlier that by how we react, we were talking about our reaction when our kids come to tell us something. You know, and Kim had mentioned that and I think you said this too, but we want our kids to come to us. We want our kids to tell us about those things. But you know what? That also carries through in their adult life. Because if you're going to be there for them and not overreact to them, which again, there's no condemnation because I've missed it. I've blown up. I've missed it. And then there's been times I've not. And so with that being said, we want our kids to come as adults to continue that relationship. Now, do you guys agree with that as well? I mean,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. For them to come and talk about maybe an addiction that they've gotten involved in,
yes,
or struggling with just maintaining their finances or whatever, you know, to have them come as an adult to you and have an open conversation and lay it all on the table and be able to be real and raw and naked with you, and you know, it's so good. It's an opportunity, you know, you can sew back into them, give them advice, help them get back on the right track. It's so beneficial, you know. But as a mother who, I raised five kids, and there were times that I lost it, completely lost it, and I did. I had to go back, and as Kim was talking about, and try to apologize and be like, hey, yo, I lost it, y'all, you know. And like my oldest daughter now, she's raising two little kids, like I mentioned before, and she's like, Mom, you know, whenever you'd be in the kitchen trying to cook dinner, and like we'd all be in there, and then Dad would show up in there trying to get something out of the refrigerator or whatever, and you'd just be like, you would lose it. Like you'd just slam a spoon on the counter and be like, everybody get out of the kitchen, I'm done.
Yeah.
And you know, you're trying to cook dinner. She's like, Mom, I so get the psycho crazy fit that you had, because she's like, it's real, it happens, and you're trying to cook and something's burning and the sink is running, and then you've got three people in between you and the stove with something burning, and it's just like, I am so overwhelmed, Mom. And I'm like, yeah. So it's good, yeah, to have those moments when she can come to me and say, I get you're crazy whenever that was going on as a kid, but I am there now, Mom, and I need you to tell me how I can get around this and how I can get through this, and you know, what do I need to do, you know,
yes,
to make it not so crazy trying to cook dinner and everybody in the kitchen, you know, or whatever. It's just good. I'm just using that as an example. It's just good to have open conversations with them, you know.
Well, and we as mothers want to continue our relationship with our children. Once they move out, we're not done. We want that relationship, and we like that relationship. I'm assuming you guys agree with me, but we don't laugh over there. But we want that relationship, and so we want that to continue. But it turns into a friendship.
Absolutely, yeah.
You lay down the I've taught you, but now it turns into a friendship. You're my friend now, and I want to be your friend, and I want to be a friend that can help you,
yeah,
and pray for you.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I think we can become best friends almost. I mean, I'm sure that there are things that my daughters and sons would talk to with their friends that they're probably not going to talk to with us. But, you know, I like to think there's some times when they share something with us because they know we're safe.
Yes.
And it's not going to leave the room. It's going to stay right there. And you're a safe place for them, you know. And you're not going to judge them because you love them indefinitely. And they know that. So they can come to you with things that maybe they couldn't come to with a friend, you know, like a friend that's not their mom or dad. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to ask Mandy. So Kim says she stayed up at night worrying about her kids. Is that something that you went through as well? Did you question the things that the decisions that you made and your parenting skills?
Oh, absolutely. You lay in bed and you replay things that happened throughout the day. And you, and you do, you analyze like what you could have done different, or I shouldn't have said that, or shouldn't have reacted that way to that situation, or, you know, I know my oldest daughter was getting ready to go to school. She was, I think, in first grade, and she blacked out and fell on the bathroom floor. And I didn't realize it, but I'm not good at responding to situations like that. So,
and now you know.
And so I call my husband. He's already at work, and he's like, "Well, do you have her in the car? Are you going to the emergency room?" And I'm like, "No, she's still on the bathroom floor." And he's like, "Would you go?"
Hang up right now.
Put her in the car baby. And take her to the hospital. Something is wrong with her. And I literally felt like I was just walking in circles. Like I just couldn't get my head straight to think what I needed to do. But for him to say, get her in the car, I was like, oh, okay, I need to get her in the car, you know. So it was just, yeah, things like that, you know, where you're late, then you go to bed at night and you're like, man, I should have gotten on the ball, you know.
Yeah, why didn't I think of doing that?
What I need to learn how to handle those situations better, you know. So you do. You lay in bed at night and you replay things that happen throughout the day and you analyze them and – I don't know, you know?
Yeah. And like Kim said, we have that grace. God comes in with that grace. And where there's probably not, I mean, I say probably, there's times where we mess up, but God meets us right there in the middle. And the reason why I'm laughing is because I did that and I really thought I was the only mom. I felt like I was so insecure as a mother. Why can't I not sleep at night? I really did. I really used to beat myself up. I mean, like, you know, my gosh, why am I doubting myself so much? And so there's got to be other mothers out there that are doubting the decisions that they've made with their kids. But keep going. And
here's the truth about it is we love them so much that I think that it's just part of our diligence as a mother, like to be constantly checking ourselves to make sure that we're doing right. And it is hard to lay in bed and replay everything that you did that day. But I think that's just kind of maybe part of being the mother's heart. Like, is that...
We want the best. Like you said, we want the best for our kids. We want them to be the best and do the best. Mm-hmm. And we just want the best.
Yeah, so we second guess ourselves a lot.
I know.
But I love what you said. If there's other mothers out there, just to keep going, because the truth is, the encouragement today would be, you know what? We can't change anything. I mean, we could stay up tonight, and this, I'm going to preach to myself here for a minute. We could stay up tonight and we could worry about what we didn't do right and what we didn't do enough of, or should have said more positive and less negative. But the reality is, and we know Matthew 6 tells us, our worry doesn't change one minute.
Not one
and
thing.
And so where I think as encouragement for mothers where we could be is, I tell you what, how about hit the pillow today and thank God for all of the things that happened good, right? And then just say, Lord, just help me tomorrow be better at what I wasn't good at today.
That's
and
right.
I think if we could focus on that, you know, that's when the peace of God will just come over, and then you go to sleep and you're like, okay, because, you know, God will, that's what he wants to do with us. He wants you to come and say, thank you for all the great things, and I'm sorry where I failed you, and tomorrow I'm going to walk with you and I'm going to try to get better. I think that's all we can do.
Yeah, we wake up to a new day, to a new opportunity.
Amen.
To take a new step.
And like, it's like what he says, in Lamentations, his mercies are new every morning. And so with that being said, you know, this really is being laid on my heart right now is there might be some mothers out there that are, their kids are well in age and they probably weren't able to continue that relationship with their adult children, but you can still go back and you can still say, you know what, I was wrong in that area and I'm sorry. Or what can I do to make this right? And that relationship can still be repaired. And, don't lose hope out there. Just reach out to your kids. I think they sometimes when kids get, They may be upset, but they want to be with their parents. They they want that relationship with their parents. And so I just want to encourage our listeners that if that is you, reach out to those kids.
Yeah.
Restore that relationship. And, you know, I think about some of the things that I've been through that my mom and I have discussed recently that took place. I'm 49. That took place when I was in high school. And we were able to talk that through, and it brought a healing, and it just brought that relationship a little bit closer. And so it's never too late.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, well, that's the thing. I mean, gosh, we are loved and love God of restoration. I mean,
amen.
that's what he does. Nothing's too far gone. Nothing's been too many years past. That he's in the restoring business of our lives and all of those around us.
That's right.
So, gosh, yeah. I mean, if something's gone down, go and tell them you love them and you're sorry and just restore or forgive them for something they did to you and just start over new for the day.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
We had a guest speaker here when we went through our, I think it was a marriage conference, and they were talking about raising kids. And that was the, one of the things he said was to go to your kids, and he talked about cleaning the slate with your kids. You know, I think sometimes we see our kids and we offend, we don't realize how we offend them, not meaning to, and we do. And that was actually what he was talking about. But then he went on to say you could do this when your kids are still at home, but even as your kids are adults, look, where can I repair? Where have I offended you? Where have I done this? Because I want to make this right, and I'm sorry. That really was not my intentions or whatever it was. And I just really thought that was really good advice because with that being said, you know, once your kids move out, we want to continue that relationship and we want that to be a friendship as well.
That's good.
That's
really good.
Well, as a mother who's lost two kids, I know that there is no redos in things that maybe where I've made mistakes. So I know one of the things that I've done that's helped me with things that I would like to go back and fix with my two sons that I lost, is to write them down and pray over those things.
That's good.
And, just something about putting it in a physical form where you can see it and you can read it out and really just, even if it's every day, you've got to go back to that note that you wrote down and pray and ask God for peace over that situation, you know, and then whenever you finally have peace about it, you know, you can put that to the side, but, he will give you that peace, over those issues. Sometimes it just takes some time. It depends on, I guess, on the severity of it or whatever, but, that's something that's helped me along the way.
I'm glad you brought that up because, that is a perspective that I don't have, that I don't know. And I think there's probably some moms out there that, you know, first of all, a mom shouldn't have to lose their children. You know, a mom shouldn't have to bury their children. And so that in itself is hard. But I never even thought about that. If we have doubts and we have mess ups and concerns, well, I mean, there's obviously we're going to mess up, but then there's times that we're going to get it right. But on those times when you're missing that child, you know, the child is not with you anymore where you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have a chance to, yeah, there's no redos, there's no second chances to go back and as you remember things or recall things or things are brought to your attention through the Holy Spirit or just conviction or whatever. And maybe it's not even a bad thing. Maybe it's just that you wish that you'd have said, I love you more or that you'd have spent more time with them. Maybe it wasn't like you had some fight with them or anything like that. Maybe it was just something else like that. Or maybe I should have been more encouraging or whatever. And those things that could just end up weighing your heart, you know, and just to write them down and submit them to the Lord, pray over them and ask him to give you peace over those things.
Yes. And God's grace will meet you there in that peace, I believe. Obviously, because I think that had you not received that peace, you may not be able to talk about that today.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's so true. It would have been really hard to talk about.
And so mothers, and that goes into another idea is mothers need to give themselves grace too.
Mm-hmm.
We need to forgive ourselves because you know what? We do make mistakes sometimes, but God loves us and it's okay. And I think that's what a part of your process that you went through, you couldn't correct it. You couldn't do it, but you forgave yourself and you asked for that forgiveness. And I believe that when you meet Jesus at the gates and your children are there to meet you there, they can't wait to hug your neck. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Yes. And none of that has ever even something they probably have ever even thought about. Because I think that our kids always, you know what I mean? That's what I think. And that's what I believe. And so,
yeah, it's a celebration to look forward to. I mean, that's the way I look at it. And I know that not every mom that's lost a child has that same outlook, but like, I'm kind of excited to get there. Like, I'm not trying to hurry up and rush through life or anything like that. I'm not saying
that.
Yeah,
you're enjoying what you've got now, but
I know when I get there, it's going to be this really neat reunion, and I'm so excited to know that I'm going to get there someday.
Yes.
Yeah. To look forward to that. Have something to look forward to.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Well, so what would you guys think would be one of the most biggest struggles as a mother could be? I know that is like a really broad question here.
Yeah.
And I think we probably have talked about those struggles. So I think we've already answered that really.
Get out of the kitchen. That's the biggest struggle.
But you know, did you have something that you wanted to add to that?
You know, I think you're right, Natalie. I think we've covered a lot of what I personally would say a biggest struggle for me. And of course, I'm just in the thick. So, I mean, I know people with grown children are like, you probably don't know the biggest struggle yet. But, you know, probably one of the biggest things that I would have dealt with when they were younger and even still now is just questioning if we're getting it right, if we're getting anything right.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's far and few between when you see that hint of, hey, there's something.
They're getting
there
it.
Is something went in there and it came out. But that's probably the biggest worry or just fear, like if I'm getting it right.
Yes.
And I'm not sometimes. And
I'm
hopefully we are sometimes, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think sometimes I've questioned whether I was too hard on my kids. Like I had too much expectation or was too strict and too rigid and that's a real thing too, especially walking through as a Christian and you're kind of wondering in your peripheral vision, what are people when they're looking at us as a family, what are they seeing? Are they thinking that we've lost our mind? Our kids are little heathens or whatever, you know, you wonder what people are thinking from the sidelines. And, so you want to make sure that your kids are doing right and stuff. So sometimes I wonder if we get a little hard on them, a little too many expectations and, it's like that's a fine line to walk there, right? You don't want them loose, just wild cannons going off. But
right.
At the same time, you know, you don't want them so under your thumb that they're not able to develop their own character and live their own little life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I think just like you're saying with Christians, it's a line that we try to figure out. Like we need to be hard enough and expect enough because we know that for the greatness that God has for them. And then you also want to extend enough grace and allow enough freedom that you're not, you know, I mean, it's just such a line that.
It's a dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're dancing back and forth over that line trying to.
Yep.
hit somewhere in the middle.
I feel that.
And so I totally agree with you, too, as far as one of the biggest struggles as a parent is questioning yourself. You know, am I doing it right? Am I getting it right? Am I screwing my kid up? Am I going to be sending him to, you know what I mean? And, you know, that was like, I just did not want to screw my kid up, you know?
Exactly.
Yes.
But, you know, it reminds me of a story, and this story keeps coming back in my mind, so I'm going to go ahead and share it. But the kids were in grade school, and one of the kids on the way to school, I don't even remember what the argument was about. Maybe I was getting on to them for doing something. Maybe I was being really harsh or getting on to them, and they were upset, and they went to school, and I got to work, and I was like, oh my gosh, what have I done? So I turned around, and I went back to the school, and I went to her classroom, and I pulled her out of class, and I apologized to her. I said, I am so sorry. And I want you to know that I love you. And I don't know. She just, you know, looked at me like, okay, yeah, you know. And of course, it was a long time ago, but it was over then. From then on, it was over. You know, that was the end of it. But I just could not allow her to go into her day with that being weighed on her.
That's
you know?
So good.
And so just being willing to admit that, you know what, we do get it. We do miss it sometimes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, as we come towards the end of our show, I was wondering if we could, Mandy, I don't know if you'd be willing to, but if maybe you would pray for those moms that could be in that situation where they've lost those children, and there are some things that they really would have liked to reconcile with that. They need peace in that area, or they are still living, but yet there's still a distance there. Would you feel comfortable saying a prayer for those moms that are listening out there that are experiencing that?
Yeah, absolutely. You bet.
Okay.
Okay, well, Father God, Lord, first of all, I lift you up, the mama that's lost one of her babies, Lord. Maybe she's lost more than one. Lord, I just ask that, your peace of Jesus just flood over her. And, Lord, if there's any place that she has a regret, or something that she wanted to go back and say, a redo. She has a redo request, Lord, that you just give her peace, Lord. Whatever she's asking for in that area, Lord, just show her your love and your care for her, Lord. And just wrap her up in your arms, God, that there's going to be a day when we're going to get to redo. There's going to be a day when we get to face-to-face and rejoice and reunion. Lord, and I just thank you for that, Father. But and I just lift you up, any of the mothers out there, Lord, that their child is here, but there's a disconnect, Lord. Either hard feelings or just distance. Anything that's keeping them apart, Lord, that I ask, Lord, the same for her. Lord, just give her peace, Lord, that there's going to be a time. There's going to be a perfect moment in your time, Lord, that she's going to have an opportunity to do the redo and say the thing that she needs to say to get off her heart, Lord. And we just thank you that your promises, Lord, that you're true, that you're a healer. You heal our hearts, Father.
Yes.
And I just pray your peace over those mothers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's so good. And, you know, as you're praying, I just can really sense the Holy Spirit. That word redo just keeps, how many of us want to do redos? We all want the redos. I think our moms want a redo. I know I do.
I know I do.
Absolutely.
And so, moms, be encouraged. You're not alone. We all want the redos, but hang in there. God is with you, and he can make up the difference for where we missed it. And that's right. That's right. And so, Kim, it's on my heart that if maybe you would just pray for our moms. Mandy prayed a little bit, but maybe just a prayer for our moms that they've missed it. And they're just really struggling right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do that. Father, thank you. We just come to you today, and we just thank you for who you are and how you love us, Father. We thank you that you are in this day with us, Lord. We thank you that you went into this day, and you had this day planned before we even showed up. Father, help us just extend grace to ourselves as mothers, Lord. Help us know that we don't have to get it all right. And the fact is we're not going to get it right. So, Father, help us just go easy on ourselves, Father. Help us understand that we were made for a season like this, and that you have picked us perfectly to be the mother of these children that are in this house, in this kitchen, in this car, Father. We thank you that you picked us to get to do this with them, and that you trusted us with these babies. Father, give us strength and courage and endurance to do what mamas have to do. Help us be soft when we need to be soft and loving and kind, and then help us know where to draw the line and where to, in essence, hard love, in essence, just that we would know where that line is, Father, that we would go discipline to the point to help them know that there's earthly consequences, but that we love them and that we know that they're going to mess up too, and that we want to extend grace and freedom to them. So, Father, we thank you that we get to do this, and we lift every mother to you. That we want them to know that you love them. Father, thank you for loving us as moms, and thank you that you're walking with us and that you are making a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you that we are living in this moment. Yes. Father, we pray over those young kids that are in the car or in the kitchen, and we just lift them to you, Lord. We lift them, and we pray and just release the Holy Spirit to work in their lives that they become all that you have created them to be, Father. And let us just have a moment to walk with them and get to care and love them. Father, we love you and we praise you in this day. Amen.
Amen. And so I just want to encourage you moms out there. We're not perfect. And so, you know what? We see those moms on Facebook that have that perfect post or whatever that is. And or you see that mom that goes to the meetings, or guess what? She's got her doubts too, and she's not perfect, just right along with the rest of us. And so we just want to encourage you to keep going right where you're at. So we just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Kim and Mandy, thank you so much for joining me tonight and sharing, being vulnerable and sharing, some of your experiences that you've gone through as mothers. And we hope that this is a strength to you, mothers out there that are listening. And, we just want to encourage you and again say happy Mother's Day. Just want to remind all of our listeners also, we do have our website, which is sundaynightlive.org, where we have all of our shows that have been posted on our archives. So you can go back and listen to those, and you can share those as well. You also have a link to our Facebook. And so if this show has blessed you in any way, or you would like for us to pray with you because maybe you have lost that child or you're feeling some guilt or condemnation, reach out to us. We want to hear from you. And so, again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a good night. God is on the-